Hey, it's Tommy Thayer from KISS. You're listening to Podcast Rock City. Check it out.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. PRZ Brent. I say it wrong every time.
You messed it up again, Joe. Hello, everybody out there. How you doing?
And that right down there is Lee, the goddess of thunder, Westy. How you doing, Lee?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
All right, it's going great. Now, listen, awesome. I want to make sure everybody knows. I want everybody to know where you come from, besides your mom. So almost 9 years ago, Lee and I and a friend of ours, Rick, and his son, Trey, started this show. Now, I'll tell you another little interesting thing. Trey is actually playing bass on the intro music when our countdown is going on. Because he and I were in a band together called the Bay City Psychos. Yes. And that music is taken. So Trey's still always here. Yes. And so Lee has been saying, hey, look, it would be cool if I could come back. And I said, well, you know what? We were talking about it at Creatures Fest. And you had been mentioning it a few times. But Sonny brought it up and said, why don't you bring Lee back whenever one of us are gone? Because she'll can take our place easy, and she knows what she's talking about. So this is how it works. Sonny's daughter graduated yesterday, and Joey just called me a few minutes ago and was like, I'm still driving, I can't make it, and we'll just have to wait. And we know Sonny will be here next week, and I think Brent will be out.
Yeah.
So Lee will be back.
Lee
will be back next week. So anyway, we're going to talk about some news because – there's some news. And we got a great topic of the week. It's a little controversial, but not as controversial as the news. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
All right. So Lee sends me a message and goes, hey, did you see what happened with Paul Stanley? And so apparently from what I could tell from watching the video, Eric starts late or early. I can't tell. He starts late or early, and the vocals and everything gets thrown off completely, thus showing the world that Paul Stanley is lip syncing. Now, here's the thing. I've seen this tour almost a dozen times. Mm-hmm. I can tell you he's not always lip syncing.
No.
I think that he's getting a little help.
Certain notes, yes.
Yeah, but I don't think for sure. I don't think he's lip syncing every song, because there are times when I'm going, that's Paul.
Possibly be lip sync.
Otherwise, so my thing is first of all, I wanted to ask you guys a question. Do you think, so in the 70s, there were reporters everywhere constantly trying to get pictures of Kiss without makeup. This is almost as important to people, proving that Paul Stanley is lips. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because every week, if you go online on YouTube right now,
constantly
there's tons of videos. Proof Paul Stanley is lip syncing.
Yes.
Proof this. Proof that. Lee, let's go to you. What do you think that? Okay, so do you think that the press has spent like a ton of time on this? Because Gene opened his mouth and said lip syncing is bad.
Gene did do that. my opinion on the whole thing is, I mean, Paul has entertained us for almost 50 years now, and it's like you're gonna diss him on using a little bit of backing tracks when he's 70. I don't know. It's mostly him. He may be getting a little help, you know, here and there on some high notes. But to me, it's the show is important, and it's mostly Paul, so it doesn't bother me. I don't know. It doesn't bother me that much. If the whole show was lip sync like Milli Vanilli, then it might, you know, be bad.
Right. Brent, what do you think?
Well, I think when the tour kind of started, I thought he was either just doing a couple of processes they call sweetening and boosting. And I thought I thought for sure he was doing that. And then as things progressed, I started to feel like, okay, it seems like some of the time, maybe even more than half the time, he's doing a sing over. Okay, where they're tracking it kind of to his voice, but he's getting some thickening on just about half of it, maybe more. The longer it's gone on, I start to feel like either he's getting more and more help as the tour goes, or maybe I was being a little too generous or naive with how it was even in the beginning. I don't think it's not one side or the other. You know, anyone who's going, no, it's all him. This is just, you know, fake news or whatever. Not a chance. But I still don't think that he's miming. He's literally miming every song. That's not what, or that he's singing it, but his mic is off, or the other things that they do. I do think it's some of it's him, but I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I'm still in denial, and I'm slowly admitting that not much of it's him. The whole other issue of what does it matter? That's a whole other, you know, kettle of fish there. But definitely, is it happening? It's happening, you know?
Right.
Okay. So now people are all over the place on this, on the web. I will tell you that, I've seen people say, you know, it's a travesty that he's doing this. It's the worst thing in the world. Their opinions matter. They're right and they're wrong. You know, everybody has, you know, it's two sides to everything. And, you know, I understand the purists who go, you know, I want Paul Stanley to get up there and sing. And when he wasn't good, I still bought a ticket, but it was Paul Stanley. And then I have other people that are going, this is the last time I'm ever going to see him. I don't want my memory to be Paul Stanley struggling. I want him to sound stronger, at least, than he did, you know, on the last thing. Now, there are, you know, Jared on here has already, you know, put a comment on here saying, come on, he's lip syncing every song. And I'm going to tell you, it's possible that there is a track running along, but I'm not sure that he's actually lip syncing, because I've seen him enough times to go in the middle of a song where I thought he was lip syncing. And I went, whoa, that wasn't good. And there's no way he would have been lip syncing to something wasn't good. And unless to trick me, threw that in there, but that doesn't make any sense at all. No sense. You know,
I like what this guy David said. As for Paul, the guy's 70. Let him use the vocal equivalent of a walking stick. I like that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and you're talking about Jared's comment. And look, I mean, I know Jared. I trust him. He knows a lot about this stuff. He's been doing Kiss tribute forever. He plays or practices in a different band almost every single night of the week. The guy knows his stuff. He definitely knows what he's talking about, and he goes to a lot of shows too. So he's seeing something up there, right? But as far as does it matter? I mean, everyone form your own opinion and vote with your money. You know, if you don't like that and that's not what you want to see. But the honest truth is, at the end of the day, if Paul were having to sing every song with no assistance, there would be no show right now.
It would not
be happening. True. And you know, even if he said, as bad as I sound, that's just how terrible I'm going to sound. And if it means we don't sell enough tickets to play in a club, I don't think physically he could do it night after night. You know, they're not even playing some extravagant long set full of crazy songs. You know, they've made it as easy as they can, and it's still, there's times when it's a struggle. And that's got to be tough, you know, especially for a vain guy like Paul.
Right. So, he doesn't want to go out like that. Yeah.
No. So Steve Wright here, who's the host of a show called Potter Than Hell. He's you guys should check that out. It's I don't like it, but for the band, I'm sure it's just about the show for them. I really should be wearing my glasses. God, I'm getting old. This is terrible. Meanwhile, my son's about to be a senior. I'm really freaked out by all this. Anyway, you know, but see, like I said, this is a touchy subject. I said so when I started promoting the show because so many people have, it's like there's two sides.
Yes.
You know, Heath Nagley wrote, "I don't mind. There were times when he wasn't good and I thought it was bad. I would rather have Paul have a little help." The comment went away on my feed.
And not notice how bad it could be.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
A little help,
you know. But that upsets people. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this. It's Gene's fault. If Gene would have never said... But if Gene would have never said, "We'll never lip sync," you know,
he did.
Then nobody would say anything. That would, you know,
he
had to say something, you know. And you have Eddie, and from what I could tell, you know, Eddie Trunk has said stuff about other bands, including Kiss, lip syncing, and you know. But my thing is
how long ago was that comment he made that? Gene.
It's got to be 7 or 8 years
ago.
He
never get married either, so I mean,
that's a good point.
Well, I think in the end, Joe, check out this comment that if you could put up this Chris Vickery comment that is hit right here, that's the comment right there. You know,
Hallelujah.
Can bitch and moan about this particular the set list or who's wearing what, just all the things that we love to have an opinion about. And 5 years from now, you know, you and I are going to be on the phone, Joe, and I'm going to be like, "Man, I don't care. I don't care who's wearing what and doing what and what backing tracks they have. I miss Kiss and I want to show."
Yeah.
Right. Matt Porter right there's comment is picking on me, Matt from the Kiss Room. He's from Monco Radio, where music and minds meet. The internet is blowing up. Joe needs glasses. He should have to do the show with blurry vision. Thank you, Matt.
That's right. You don't need any sweet name. No lift for
blind.
Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe's going blind.
It's so sad. Eventually, I'm going to have to be out here with these like bottles on my. Okay. All right. We've talked about that a lot. And you guys out there, you can just send us an email, podcastrockcity1. Brent.
That's the number one.
Thank you. At gmail.com. It's like you left me.
Sorry.
Forgot your part.
Last comment, Jared Frank says, "I don't want Paul to sound like he did in the summer of 2018. That was the last straw when, and they did what they had to do." I agree 100%. All right, so the other story is, it's going to be short for us because I don't have an answer for this, but apparently Peter Criss canceled. He had two shows at the Cutting Room in New York coming up in, I guess, July, I think it was. Canceled.
The 23rd and 24th.
There's no explanation. It doesn't say why.
No.
And I'm wondering if he played the show, you know, the few songs he played at the Creatures Fest, sang the song, got home and said, "Eh."
Well, okay, so didn't he do a show on the May 22nd?
Right.
The same place.
Yeah, right.
How did that show go? What's the report?
He sang
on that?
One song. He got on stage. He sang one song, and that was it.
Wait, what? On
that
May? Okay. What happened there?
He just sang one song, and he got up with the Sisters Doll.
Sisters Doll.
No, not at Creatures Fest. Didn't he actually show?
Yeah, with Sisters Doll.
Yeah, Sisters Doll played the Cutting Room, and Peter got on stage.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misinterpreted what that show was.
Yeah,
okay.
See, I thought the same thing until I saw the video.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was like surprised. I thought he was going to do two or three songs, play the drums. He didn't do any of that. He walked out, sang one song, and he was done. He told everybody he loved them. And but to me, it was like in the articles that we read right here on the show, it was Peter's comeback. And it was one song. So,
well, look, there could be an issue with the venue, issue with ticket sales. Maybe Sister's Doll wasn't available after all to be in the States another month to play those shows. You know, he could have gotten his fill of it with Creatures Fest.
Yeah.
He could be worried about COVID. He decided it's not worth the money or it's not worth his time. Or, I mean, you know, there's those are the other things are they could be good news. He could be scrapping that because he's planning on going on tour with Ace or doing more Creatures Fest type stuff or
Bad
talking
Boys
to Gene and Paul about coming back for Kiss shows. I mean,
right.
You don't know. Here,
Jared says that he sang three songs. I've only seen video of one.
I think I saw two, but three, I believe three. Though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, still. All right. So I have another theory of why Peter is not going to do these shows. And in order for us to talk about that theory, we have to get to the topic of the week. So, let's go ahead and go to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
All right, so the topic of the week this week is going to be does the Kiss Army really want Ace and Peter to get on stage with Gene and Paul one last time before this whole thing is over? And now I have a lot to say about this, and what I have to say about Peter will come in just a few minutes. I want to hear what you guys say. I did a poll, and I'm going to bring that poll up in a second. But, Brent, I want to ask you personally, do you want to see Ace and Peter for, let's say, Rock and Roll All Night at the end of the final Kiss show on stage? Do you want to see that?
When you put it that way, the answer is yes. Of course, okay. I want to see that. There's a lot of caveat that comes with that. But if you just want the quick, direct answer to your simple question, yes,
okay.
Of course.
How do I put the question for you to say no?
If they announce some big convoluted thing where it's going to be everybody and promise all of the, I'm starting to feel like they're going to screw it up. I'm starting to feel like whatever they promise, they're going to screw it up and not deliver. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Whatever it is they say they're going to do, my fear at this point is I'm going to pay let's face it, is going to be an exorbitant amount of money. I'm going to invest my effort into getting there and all of that. And then I'm going to be let down. And I don't mean that because I expect them to come out and jam, plays tracks from The Elder that they're never going to play and jam. And it's going to be 1975 again. And what I'm talking very realistic expectations of just, they're going to deliver what they say they're going to deliver. And a lot of that just comes from all the squabbling that's been going on. And a lot of it comes from just kind of seeing the attitudes that all the different characters involved in this have been bringing to things. And yeah, just feeling like it wouldn't all be worth it in the end, which I'm shocking myself by saying that because we've talked about this thing 25 times and I've been a big, they could do this and they could do that and it'll be awesome. And we're all going to be there. And all of a sudden I'm starting to feel maybe not.
All right, Lee, your personal view on this.
You know, Joe, how I feel. Yes, I want Ace and Peter back. I did read an article today about Ace saying he would he was open to it if there was the money was right. And then he said, but he did not want to be on the stage with Tommy dressed as the spaceman, because he said, he actually said, my heart bleeds for Tommy because he's doing nothing original up there. He's just copying everything I do. So Ace said he did not want to be on the stage with Tommy in this article I read. But anyway, I don't know how they'll pull it off, but I would love to see it. I think it'd be really, really cool if they brought a stool out and let Peter sing Beth. I thought, always thought that would be really outstanding. People would lose their minds. But
Eric could
like
sit back there
it.
And fake playing the piano.
Oh, let's not even start on that.
but so you want to see it. You absolutely
I do.
Want to see it.
Yeah. Yes, I do. And like Brent said, I'd be scared to make all these plans to go to wherever they're going to do it, Madison Square Garden or wherever they said a big Central Park. I don't know.
Because let me tell you,
then
guys,
they don't show up. Like Peter decides he doesn't feel good. I mean, he's 76 years old. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you guys something. I'm gonna tell you my opinion on this. But first, look, this is a tease. After I tell you guys about something that we have going on, and I'm gonna push this for the first time ever. And that is our click tease. If you guys want to rep the show and get a t-shirt or a mask for when you're going to the store, you can go to clicktees.com and pick up a mask with our logo on it, or a t-shirt, or a long sleeve t-shirt. We're going to try to get the people who put this website together to come up with a few more things for us to have on here. But if you guys want to check out the site, it's clicktees, click with a K. clicktees.com. Check it out. And if you get a t-shirt, take a picture of yourself in it and send it to us so we can put it on our Facebook page. All right. I feel weird.
Joe, cool
shirts too.
Yeah.
If they can put up if they can get a Podcast Rock City Speedo, I'll definitely send you a picture of me in it. All right.
I don't want that.
Nobody wants that.
No, I'm already having visuals of the hair sticking out of the sides. It's disgusting. You're welcome, everybody that's listening. I hope nobody was eating dinner. Okay, so ouch. This is what I'm going to tell you. Is there a chance? Now, Brent, you're from the record industry. So here's my question, or you know a lot about it. So here we go. You ready? Would Peter quit if Paul and Gene said, all right, we're going to have you on the stage, but we don't want you to do those shows?
Absolutely. So, if they contracted with him and said, here's the deal, you sign on the dotted line, you're going to get paid X, but between now and these dates that we're going to do with you, you don't do any more live performances. Absolutely. It's basically like a non-compete clause or whatever. It's to help build it up. It's to, even though these are teeny tiny shows and he's just doing little bits of things. But I think this is a two for deal. I'm sorry if I'm answering more than what you asked.
No, that's
me,
okay.
I think that Peter might be the, so if Ace is the icing on the cake, Peter's kind of the little cherry on top of the icing. I'm not trying to take anything away from the guy. We love him, all of that. But I feel like Ace is definitely the bigger draw. And I think they need both pieces of that puzzle. Mm-hmm. And he's still out there, you know, Friday announcing two and three new shows.
Okay. So, all right. So you're right about that. And this is what I was thinking. You know, would it matter to Kiss that Ace is still playing out, because he's played out every year since they've been playing out? It's not like
it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't. Kiss would say, you're stopping your tour or whatever and getting on stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, Ace might, I mean, the negotiations could be different. Maybe he's going to take less money and he can keep playing. Or maybe he's like, look, I have these dates booked, I can't cancel them. And we had this discussion before at one point, I think right before the tour started, when Ace had some shows booked leading right up to the beginning of the tour. And then all of a sudden those five or six shows were canceled, and we were like, oh my God, he's canceling those shows because he's going to be on the Kiss tour. And of course, you know, nothing came of any of it.
Actually, so. It did. He played with them, but we were the only ones there to see it.
Oh, that's right. Why did you tell everyone? I thought we weren't supposed to say anything.
No, I'm the what do you call it? The clause where I can't say anything is over. Yeah, no, we were suckers. All right. So, I mean, it is unusual that he did these shows in Nashville, had already these shows booked, does them 2 weeks later, canceled. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lee, would you say that there's a higher chance that he just isn't feeling it and, you know, he's 76 and, or do you think that there's still a smidgen of a chance that he got contacted and they said, hey, we saw you sing and we saw you play a couple of songs and you did fine and you can
do a couple of songs
with us.
We were so happy at the Creatures Fest.
We had a great time.
We did. But, I'm praying for the latter that he's been contacted and but I don't know if that's, you know, who knows.
It's one of those things. Okay, so this is what I can tell you. A couple of polls that I put out this week. The first one was about our news. Does it matter to you if Paul Stanley lip syncs? The no's had 67, the yeses had 45. More people were like, no, it doesn't matter. You know, it's basically what they were, you know, said earlier. It's the equivalent to a walking cane and it's helping him along. So at least the people that participated in the poll. Now, comment wise, there was a bunch of comments and they were all over the place. And they were even as like, get off the stage. If you can't sing, get lost. That kind of thing. I mean, people are brutal when it comes to Paul and Gene.
People are brutal.
They're brutal.
Those same people saying that stuff though are still, you know,
there they are at the show. Yeah,
that's right. Even as far as like posting videos of Gene saying, you know, we'll never lip sync when they were getting the ASCAP Founders Award. You know, it's just like, what year was that though? It's 2015. Oh, right. Once again, I'm not going to sit back and say. It's not hypocritical for Gene to all of a sudden be okay with it because it means it's lining his pockets.
Maybe Paul said, I'm doing this. I don't want to sound awful. At a few notes, I'm going to have a little backing help. And I said, he's been entertaining us so long. It's like he's 70 years old. Give him a break. That's just, I don't know.
And we all know Gene just talks to hear himself talk.
Yes, he does that too.
And you're sitting here going, oh, maybe Gene was hypocritical. Good Lord. I mean,
he's just spouting off.
You've got a guy, you know, oh, I don't drink. I don't drink. I don't drink. And then they, you know, how many alcohol products have the Kiss name on them? And I don't do drugs and never do drugs. And drugs are for idiots and losers and all this other stuff. And then, I mean, they have Gene Simmons brand weed, right?
Do they?
Don't they?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Is there some Kiss can of Kiss?
I think there is. I don't think it's Kiss.
I think he invested.
He invested in some strains of.
I do recall an article on that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is going to go into a dark part of my heart, but on the Kiss cruise, Karen and I bought, you're going to find out why, Lee, and you're going to be the same way. Okay, so on this particular Kiss cruise, Ace was on. And the day before, I went to get my vault through Gene Simmons on the cruise. Yeah. Ace played on stage with Bruce, with Tommy, with Eric, with Paul, with Gene. They got on stage, right? While I'm sitting there, everybody's getting the opportunity to ask Gene questions and I'm raising my hand and they're not bringing me a mic and I'm raising my hand. Like four people in a row asked Gene if he could talk to Trump because they're friends to get him to legalize weed.
Get Gene to get Trump. Okay.
Yeah. I know now that you're in favor of weed, because Gene basically came out and said, you know, I'll never do it. I know, you know, but now that I understand the, how it can help people. A few of the things that he said was, you know, truthfully, how I believe what he said was how they got him was explained to him that there are with the oils, how there were kids that have seizures and no longer have them.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And he said stuff like, I don't know, but like four people, nobody raised their hand and said, what was it like to play with Ace?
Right. Nobody asked.
Nobody. I just kept going.
They didn't call on you?
No, because some guy got up and started trying to get. Oh my God, let's not go. I'm
that's not
to get
true. You
off.
Know you're blacklisted, Joe. They had your picture on the podium. We're like, do not call on this dude.
I don't know. I went to the Paul Stanley Q&A too, and it was a private event. And every time I raised my hand, somebody that was carrying a microphone, I'm not going to say who it was because I love him and he's nice. He just kept pointing at me and going, 1 second, but he never came to me.
1 second, buddy.
It's like,
you wait.
Yeah. So, all right. Now,
no
on
the, for you.
Yes. That was a Seinfeld reference. And I understood it was, even though I've never watched any episodes of that show.
What? That's another show then. Because. I live for Seinfeld.
Everybody on this show does. Okay, here's the other poll that I did. Do you think it's important to the Kiss Army that Peter and Ace get on stage with Paul and Gene for at least one song? 44 members of the Kiss Army said yes, it's important. Okay. 33 said no.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Now, okay, now, Lee, are you shocked because you thought it would be higher or lower?
I thought it'd be higher. Like, yeah. People would want Ace and, you know, Peter.
Yeah. And same with you, Brent?
Oh, I would have been, yeah, I think there would have been very few people who would have said no. I would have thought the only person who doesn't want them there is Paul.
Okay, so now that brings us to the next thing. Gene Simmons recently publicly made sure he said, happy birthday, Ace. And here's your present. I'm going to.
The door is always open.
I'm going to throw you under the bus right in front of the Kiss Army say you're always welcome to come on stage. The
door is open.
Okay.
That's not what that means, though. But go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Brent?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Brent, does Gene and Paul really want them to show up? Like, if they were playing in, like, they're getting ready to play, I think, in Kansas City, do you think that?
Oh, hell no.
Hey, man, it's me. I'm here. I'm going to play a song with you guys.
Oh, no way. No. No, neither of them. They would be welcome guests backstage. They would just spur the moment, spontaneous, whatever. They would not be welcome on stage. Not a chance. Not Bruce, not Vinny, not any of them.
Okay. Lee, what do you, okay, go, keep going, Brent. Sorry.
I was going to say planned. If it was absolutely planned out in advance, I think they would allow it, but I don't, you know, this isn't the way you do this. They are worth something and they should be given something for doing that. And
for sure.
And it's just not right at all to expect that, oh, we're out here making all this money and you're going to come just do it for fun. It'd be different if they had this close to the same kind of money Gene and Paul had. It'd be different if they were all super big buddies. We know they're not. So, you know, okay, and I think Paul wants them. Gene will do it for the money. If the money's right, he's like, yeah, sure. I'll take the money if the money's good. But Paul could care less. Paul sees Kiss as the four guys who are on stage today, and he has no interest in what Ace and Peter do. I'm not trying to be ugly. That's just what I think.
No, it's okay. Lee, you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I think the Kiss show is so planned, like Brent said, you know, everything's down to the second. Like we saw, there was a screw up and then Paul's backing track, whatever. Everything's on a timer. It would definitely have to be really planned out. So, Gene said he knows the fans want it. I read that in an article too. So, but you know, then again, Gene's for Gene. So I don't know, but he does love his fans and he does know we want it. So, you know, maybe they'll work it out. I hope so.
All right. So on the business side, if Ace were to show up and go,
Hey guys.
Hey, look, you know, I'm going to come in because we're not promoting it and you're not getting any extra money by saying I'm going to be here.
You're no, just gonna Brent. Show up.
Yeah. That is just not how it works.
It's not going to happen. That showing up suddenly is not going to work.
So, I mean, and in fact, he said point blank, man. He's like, I will do this if the money's right and they can meet the conditions. And those couple of conditions, I will give Ace this. And this is very unlike him. He has set those as his conditions. He has repeated them in every interview, every time he's asked. And I feel like Ace is not a guy who has a game plan, okay? But this is like the one time it feels like he's made it clear what he wants and what he needs, and he's stuck with it, and he hasn't made it a bigger deal or a smaller deal or changed it or abandoned it or whatever. So I don't think there's a big question of like, gosh, how do we get the guy? They know how they get him. They pay him and they let him – you know, come on stage for an extended encore where, you know, no one's in the spaceman makeup.
I was going to say, there's no way they're going to put the makeup on him or Peter.
No,
I don't think that's going to happen. No. People want, they're like, will they put the makeup on? No, Ace and Peter are not going to put the makeup on.
Never happened.
I don't think so.
It would be like if they, you know, you ever seen that meme or that cartoon where it's like an old Paul Stanley sitting on a doctor's table, and they're like, he's like, oh, I would just love to be able to rock and roll all night and party some of the day. And that's what they would look like when they walked out there. It'd be like this, oh gosh, I'm so scared.
It wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. And they don't need it. They don't need it.
They're not,
man.
Yeah.
If the lights come up and Peter is sitting on that stool,
that would be
out at the edge of the stage,
people would lose their mind.
Everyone in that stadium will know what is happening at that moment. We don't need the makeup or an announcement, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody except the tire kickers. They'll be like, who's this old guy with his belt right below his nipples? I can't handle this. It's just like, did you not notice that?
Did you not notice?
He was like a grandpa. His belt was up so high. I'm just teasing. He's I love 76. Peter Chris. I know, but he doesn't have to dress like he... Stop I being know. 76!
Stop being 76, Peter. But he looked good. Everyone was saying he looked frail and all this, and I thought he looked
good. I didn't think so. I didn't think he looked frail.
I just thought he
reminded me of my grandpa because my grandpa used to wear his pants up too high. I just wanted to walk over and just go...
Maybe that's just what old guys do.
One second. I'm going to fix this. Untuck his shirt.
My dad does it.
We will be there before we know it, Joe.
You shush your mouth.
It's just the truth.
We're not even going to go with that. All right. So we can talk about this obviously until we're blue in the face. Now, normally I would say, man, that's the end of the topic of the week. But Brent, I don't know if you've seen it, but last night, I believe it was in Australia, the Australian 60 Minutes interview with Gene and Paul aired. I sent it to Lee. Did I put it on our – I think I put it on our text.
You put it on the chat, yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch it or not?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was an interview. I thought it was like footage of the show. So I did not get a chance to check that out yet.
Okay, so it was an interview, and they were in Paris. I actually had a student that was just in Paris, and he called me after he got home, and he said, man, if I would have been there one more day, my dad would have taken me to see Kiss in Paris. I was like, that's awesome. Everybody, there's Kenny fucking Bagley's in the house.
KFB!
KFB's in the house. Thanks for joining us, Kenny. So... I watched it. Lee watched it. I will tell you this. I caught myself. Okay, so there is no questions. It's only Paul and Gene. You see Eric for a teeny little
smidgen.
The lady that's interviewing them did an okay job. It wasn't like it was like if any of us had the opportunity to question them for, you know, a few days. But I found myself smiling a number of times when Paul and Gene were like brothers, just picking at each other.
It was cute.
It was cute. Paul was like, at one point, he was like, hey, I just want to let you know that Gene is over. They're on the plane. Gene is sweating because the camera hasn't been on him in a while.
Yeah, he hasn't had any attention in a while.
And then Gene used the line, and Paul's looking at the camera going, that's my line. That's my line. It's like, but you know, I did post it on our Facebook page for you guys that are listening to this either later on the podcast, or even if you're watching it now, go and watch the interview. I thought it was really good. Paul's just walking down the street with this lady interview. I thought he was extra flirtatious, more than usual.
He was a little bit.
He was a little bit. I always seem to notice that since he's been married, there hasn't been a lot of that.
Right.
But with this one, it was,
with a beautiful woman.
I'm walking with a beautiful woman. And then there's one time when he's walking out to the stage and he bent her over.
Yes.
And I was like, this is very unusual.
Yeah.
And I thought that, this could be the last big interview that he ever does, you know, while still on tour, or I don't know. Australia loves Kiss. And, mm-hmm. you know, you guys out there that are in Australia, first of all, thanks for listening. Second, the shows are getting ready to happen. So you guys have waited so long for this. I would love to get a review from one of you. If you get to see the show, send us a review on the whole electronic mail, and that would be amazing. Podcast RockCity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com.
I was ready that time.
I know you were, but I'll only give you one shot a show. And then when you fuck it up, it's just my turn. So, all right. So now also, to add on to our like cornucopia of things, the new, Soundboard album came out, which was Donington 96. I listened to a little bit of it on the little iTunes sample. You know, you click the song, plays for like 30 seconds. This sounds better than the last one. Lee, do you have these?
I don't have it yet. I will get it.
Released on Friday?
It's out, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even think mine shipped. Okay. All right.
Do you have the first two, Lee?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay, so the first one, I believe, was Tokyo, and Ace and Eric Singer are on that one. So that's from when the farewell tour happened. And I love it. I think it's good. Then there's
Huntington Beach, is that right?
No. It's in Virginia, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm messing this all up. I feel so bad, but I don't have it. But the reason why I'm bringing it up, no, I did not buy it. Actually, maybe I did, but we'll talk about that another time. I said I wasn't going to buy it, and then I'm a sucker. But
right.
I didn't buy it.
You did.
I didn't buy it on vinyl, which everything is on vinyl for me. I buy everything on vinyl, and I'm not sure which one this was. But
it was Virginia Beach. It was
Virginia Beach. Okay, so yeah, Virginia Beach, and I didn't like that at all. So now we've got a comment right here from Josh Hefner, Hugh's youngest boy. Amazon UK has the next Kiss off the Soundboard board. Boyd, I was gonna say Des Moines
into the Boyd
live into the Boyd live in Des Moines. Release date September 9th. Des Moines? I mean, what's special about this show? They don't say the year, do they?
Oh, no.
So, and it doesn't say the year.
In Des Moines.
All the things that I've seen, none of them say the year. So, we do this every time there's a release of a new one. What is wrong with releasing a Eric Carr live album? Why are we,
you know, they have them.
They have them.
Of course.
So, and then Brent would say,
well, you got to negotiate with somebody to be able to release it.
Yeah.
You got to pay somebody. So
when he got to get paid,
and there's a lot of work involved in that. So
because Eric Carr played on it, whoever has the rights to his what?
His estate.
Well, that's it's interesting. It depends on how the contracts were set up, and you know, as to who owns the master. But regardless, you have to compensate his estate. So that's which I believe is his. You know, a few of the family members, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. But.
Right. Rory here says it's 1977.
Yeah, I'm actually poking around trying to find
what the right Des Moines now. One?
Yeah
it says okay. 1977. That's
I'd
okay.
be interested in that.
I would be too. You know, that's classic lineup.
Yes. My fave.
You know, for you guys that are listening to this right now, obviously you can't see it. You're listening to it on your phone or in your drive or whatever, but there have been comments here about Lee's collection in the background. I'm going to let you guys know something that okay. Maybe for the Patreon, I'll get her to go around and do a tour of her house, because I'm going to tell you right now. I have not been to your new home, and when
I say
new,
yeah, it doesn't look as concentrated in this house as it did in the condo.
You've been in that house for a number of
seven years
now.
Yeah.
Seven years. You were in a condo. That's where we actually taped a couple of the original podcast Rock Cities. We interviewed the Demon Dale Torborg over the phone. Oh, you're wearing the Dale shirt.
Wearing his new shirt.
Yeah,
it's my buddy.
That's a great episode. That's a real good.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was
it. Was really deep. It was really deep.
Really good episode,
because he told us things that were like mind blowing. Yeah. So maybe for the Patreon, I'll get her to walk around and show you things. I will just say she literally has an apple core that Gene ate an apple. And did he give it to you or throw it out?
Okay, so it was at Blaze Fest 1994. I went with, you know, Phil Elliott.
Yes.
And some other people, and I didn't know we were staying at the same hotel that Kiss was going to be at. I didn't know any. They knew it, but no one told me. So we're waiting in the lobby, and you know, Gene comes in, and Eric Singer, and I just sat on the couch like in shock, because I'd never met him before. I couldn't move. And Phil had to go up to him and say, "Gene, this lady wants to meet you. She's a dentist," or whatever they said. I don't know. And he goes, "A dentist?" So he comes over and he pulls me off the couch and gives me this huge bear hug. It was surreal. So then he was eating an apple later on, and I saw him with the core going for the trash can. And I went over to him and I went like this. And he put it in my hand, and then typical Gene, he took my head and went like that.
That's awful.
Well, it is. It was awful, and I laughed my ass off.
That's probably a very, very valuable piece of memorabilia, because that may be the only
petrified. It's like this big now. It's mummified. Like a little black mummified. You know, I mean,
that is the only piece of non-junk food Gene has ever eaten.
Yes, good point. Good point.
What about it's Martin? Like... Martin has Gene's chewing gum.
Actually, I heard of a few people that have his chewing gum. It's really twisted. So we'll get you guys a view. If you guys want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/podcastrockcity. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to do something special. The next five people that sign up for Patreon are going to get some cool stuff. I'm going to send you guys each a Podcast Rock City drawstring backpack.
Nice.
Or bag. Is it a backpack?
It's a bag. It's more like a bag.
It's a bag.
There's no straps, is there?
Yeah.
Because I have one.
There's
I guess it could be you. Okay.
A backpack. Okay. Yeah. All right. And then I'm going to send you guys some, we got some guitar picks made as well. They have all our names on there. We'll have to get some made with Lee's name on it.
Yeah,
I can't really see it. And Lee can play with these. And I can tell you have some, don't you, Lee?
I do.
I don't use a pick.
So.
You don't use a pick. You use your fingers. And when you throw these, they could knock a person out. So, I said the next five people that sign up for Patreon, they'll get a backpack. And check out the Patreon. We do extra shows every week. We do polls. We do, you get all kinds of notes and you get stories that we write, and it's been a lot of fun. Check it. So check that out. So, all right. we've pretty much run this into the ground, but what I can say is we have come to no conclusion about Ace and Peter being on stage. They've come to no conclusion of why
conclusion. It's just opinion at this point.
Yeah. Of why Peter might have canceled the shows, although I have my personal opinion, which Brent, of course, let me know that is probably wrong. And then I'm wrong a lot in life. It's just part of everything. And then it's lip syncing. Most people don't care. The people that do care so badly, they call him names.
Yep.
And
get ugly about it.
They're ugly about it. Anyway, and then the 60 minutes thing was a lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and check that out. Now, if you're watching on YouTube and you have not yet, what do they say? Smash that subscribe button and ring that bell. So I'm an old person. I might as well have my belt up to here.
You should.
It's coming.
Oh, God.
Give it time.
I wear shorts and I don't wear belts. That's because my hips hold them up. Anyway, the pants, that is. So subscribe. I think we only need like 6 more people for 600 subscribers. We got 100 new subscribers in the last month. So that would be great, considering when we started doing the show, we only had 100 subscribers, and that was over like 7 years. Because we didn't do anything on YouTube. So hit the like button too. You guys that are either on Facebook or YouTube, hit that like button right now, because the more likes we get, it moves our podcast and the show up into the rankings of, you know, the bigger shows. This past week, we had more views than we've ever had in 1 week on our show. I think it was 1,500 views on our review of Creatures Fest, and we've just been building it up. Usually it was 100, then it became 200. This is all because of you guys hanging in there with us and enjoying the show with us, yelling Absolutely. At us sometimes.
Right. Disagreeing.
But that's fine. That's what this show is all about.
That's what KISS fans do.
There are a ton of other podcasts. Yes, there's a lot of podcasts out there, and there's a lot of, YouTube shows, not even just KISS, but most of them aren't live, and you can't in real time let somebody know, I'm sorry, but I disagree with you. And that's the appeal of Podcast Rock City Live, is because, and we'll even read your comment as long as it's not, you know, Joe needs to lose weight, because we don't even want to open up that can of worms.
Oh my.
So there's a look. You see that right there?
Doug.
That's my oldest friend, Doug Ponier. I have a story that I'm going to let everybody know for the Patreon side of things. So that something that he said to me this week that made me want to slit my own throat. It's not the first time he's ever made me want to slit my own throat.
What a pal.
I know, your oldest buddy.
No. I'm not saying that he said anything bad. I can't tell you. You got to go to the Patreon. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. We really do appreciate it. And then, of course, there's the final, I'm sorry, but I disagree with you.
That's from Doug.
That's from Doug.
What does he disagree about?
Everything. That's just the way Doug is.
Disagreeable.
All right. So that's the end of the show. Thank you very much. Brent, do you have anything to add?
It was good to be back on, and I'm as curious as anybody to see where our conspiracy theories will lead.
Absolutely. Lee, do you have anything to add?
No, I enjoyed it. I'm glad to be back. Really lots of fun.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to say a couple of things. I am glad Lee's back. You guys, I can tell you this. I've had, over the 9 years almost that we've been doing this, I've probably had 9 or 10 different ladies message me going, you need to have more girls on. And I'm always like, but I'm very comfortable with the way things are, but I will tell you that, you know, it's when we saw Lee in the Tennessee, and you know, she's wandering around, and I was like, you know, we really should have Lee on. And that's when Sunny was like, yeah, let's just have Lee on. She's great.
Can we just have her on instead of Sunny? I much prefer looking at her.
Yeah, she's way cuter. She's way cuter.
Oh, but come on.
But that's not why we have her here. She has knowledge. I'm going to tell you guys, I know that I'm on my last part of the show, but I'm going to tell you guys, Lee has seen shit with Kiss, done shit with Kiss. She's played on stage with me, with Bruce Kulick. She sang lead vocals for that. She played bass on that. She was in the first all-female Kiss tribute band.
So cool.
Her and Martin, you guys all know Martin. They split a set of jeans boots in the auction.
That auction, yes.
Yes. I know there's other things that we could talk about, and we could get to them. Let me ask you this, Lee. Am I making this up? Did you drive Tommy to the coffee house or something?
No,
did you
I
have
didn't.
To pick him up or something?
Somebody did. I'm trying to think who it was. It wasn't me.
You weren't there though. Okay.
But I've played at the coffee house twice at the anniversary parties.
Yeah. So you guys could see. Yeah, go ahead.
To the point of all this, I would like to say for just one sec, you asked me closing comments and I screwed up. I should have said that it is very cool for me to be on with Lee because I've been listening to the show since day one. Oh. And I listened to the show back when you were on the show in the beginning, and then Joe kind of changed the format, and then he did some other stuff, and then I started emailing him going, hey, if you ever need someone to come on the show, and over the years it's evolved, and I've on the show and the radio show, and now back here on the video, and now here you are. It's really cool.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's full
That's
circle.
So cool.
Yeah, it's full circle. Full and it's circle. Really cool. And like I said, man, there. I promise you Lee has stories. I promise you.
No doubt.
Lee has stories. Also, Sonny's daughter graduated high school yesterday. That's why he's not here. And I want to congratulate her for that. I think that's amazing. That's
awesome.
Graduating high school is not an easy feat. Brent never did it, and it's okay.
To my eternal shame.
It's really funny because even to this day, I have family members that don't think I graduated high school. And I'm like, I graduated high school. And they're like, we didn't have a party for you. I'm like, yes, I know.
You're reminding me.
Thanks. I already know.
Thanks a lot. You owe me
one. Right. All right. So you know what I'm going to say. We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. Most of them, not all of them.
Oh.
And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.